This is Tell Your Truth, the podcast where we stop sugarcoating, stop hiding, and start owning the role we play in creating our own lives. I am Shamika Brown Upshaw, Emmy Award-winning Business Operations and Program Management Director, turned Spiritual Mindset and Business Coach, and founder of Spark Life Coaching and Business Planning. And let me say this up front, your truth isn't just in what you say. It's in the results you're producing, the energy you're carrying, and the reality you're living. It's in the money you make or don't, the relationships you build up or burn down, and the risk you take or talk yourself out of. You see, your life is proof of what you believe, whether you admit it or not. Your results, they do not lie. They are the receipts of your mindset, your habits, and your choices. And if you keep ignoring the truth in front of you, you will keep rewriting the same chapter instead of turning the page. So if you're tired of spinning your wheels, tired of saying you want more but never making a move, tired of playing small when you know you're meant for more, welcome home. Every week, we're going beyond the surface, calling out the lies we tell ourselves, releasing the patterns that no longer serve us, and shifting you into alignment with the life you actually want to live. Because the truth will set you free, but only if you stop running from it. This is Tell Your Truth. All right, y'all, we're back. And if you're ready to see why your life looks the way it does, you're in the right place. Because today, we're talking all about the receipts. And trust me, the receipts, they never lie. Your life, every result you have right now, is proof of what you believe about yourself. Your money, your relationships, your career, your health, all of it. So if something's not adding up, it's time to check the receipts. Now, before we go any deeper, I need you to understand why this episode matters. You see, this is the mirror. This is the message that shows you what's really running the show in your life. So you can say whatever you want about what you desire. You can post vision boards, write affirmations, and talk a good game. But the hard truth, if your life isn't reflecting what you say you want, something deeper has to change. And as I've said before, results are the name of the game. And your results tell exactly what's going on. They're the cold, hard truth about your mindset, your habits, and your beliefs. So today we're digging deep and auditing our current reality. Because the life you want, it's already available to you, but only if you're willing to own the truth that's showing up in your results. Now, if you listened to last week's episode, you might be thinking, okay, Shamika, we just talked about beliefs. So why are we still here? And great question. But today, we're not just talking about beliefs. We're putting them on trial. We're digging into the evidence, the proof, the receipts. So if last week when we talked about the MFing truth versus your truth, that was about awareness. This week is about accountability. If last week cracked the surface, this week peels back all the layers because we're connecting the dots between what you say you believe and what your life is actually producing. We're exposing the gap between what you claim you want and what you keep choosing, because what you believe isn't theory. It's already playing out in your everyday life. All right, so now that we're clear on why this episode isn't just important, but necessary, it's time to stop guessing and start examining. Let's get into it. But grab your journal because we're about to audit some things like we are IRS agents. These next few questions, they aren't just nice to ask. They are the exact reflection points that reveal the truth behind your results. We're not doing surface work here. We're uncovering the patterns and the programming that has been quietly running the show. So I want you to write them down and answer them with honesty, not ego. Let's go. Number one, what does my bank account say about my money beliefs? Because your bank account, it doesn't lie. It can't lie. It's not about the number, though. It's about the story behind the number. What do you believe you're worthy of? Do you think wealth is available to you? Or do you constantly expect to lack, to hustle extremely hard, or just get by? This question shows you how deeply your beliefs around deserving, abundance, and safety are rooted. Number two, are my relationships a reflection of mutual respect, love, and trust, or are they draining and one-sided? Your relationships are mirrors of your self-worth. If you keep attracting people who take more than they give, we have to ask, what are you unconsciously agreeing to? This question is about boundaries, self-respect, and emotional alignment, because the company you keep is often a reflection of what you believe you're allowed to receive. Number three, does my career or business reflect my purpose and passion, or am I just collecting a check? Listen, money is important, stability is real, but if you're waking up every day to do something that drains you, that disconnect is costing you more than you think. This question helps you confront whether you're trading purpose for security or whether you're building a life that lights you up and pays you well. Remember, we only get one life. I feel like Nas had a song about it, but maybe that was one mic. Either way, you get the point. We only get one. Number four, am I taking care of my physical and mental health, or am I neglecting my needs? Because your body and mind, they do keep score. Like the book, The Body Keeps the Score says, your body holds the trauma, the tension, the stories you haven't released yet. It's always telling the truth, even when your mouth won't. When you ignore your rest, suppress your emotions, or put everyone else's needs first, you're reinforcing a belief that your wellness isn't a priority. This question reveals how you see your own value. Do you treat yourself like someone worth caring for, or just someone who has to push through? And last but not least, number five, how do I spend my time? On things that move me forward or distractions that keep me stuck? Because time is truth. How you spend your time shows what you're committed to, not what you say you're committed to. This one hits deep because we all say we want more, but are you making space for it? Or are you numbing, procrastinating, or staying busy so you don't have to deal with what really needs your attention? Bars. So if any of these answers made you pause, good deal. That means we're hitting something real. Don't skip past the discomfort. Let's sit in it. Because here's the thing. These areas of your life, they don't lie. They tell the truth about what you believe you're worthy of, capable of, and allowed to have. This is not just me talking. This has been proven. This is spiritual law. It's neuroscience. It's lived truth. Your bank account, your relationships, your career, your health, Every area of your life is a mirror. It's reflecting back what you've accepted is true about you. Not what you post, not what you write on a vision board, but what you believe deep down on the inside. Now that you've audited your reality, the money, the relationships, the energy leaks, it's time to understand what's really underneath it all. Because all those truths, all those results, they're connected to how you see yourself. And no one has explained that better than Dr. Maxwell Maltz. You see, Dr. Maltz was a plastic surgeon. And after years of transforming people's faces, yes, faces, y'all, he started noticing something very strange. You see, he could change someone's entire appearance, fix what they hated about themselves in the mirror, make them look beautiful on the outside, and yet they'd still walk around feeling insecure, broken, invisible, or unworthy on the inside. Why, you ask? Because their inner image, how they saw themselves, hadn't changed. That realization led him to write the classic book, if you don't have it, go out and get it, Psycho-Cybernetics. And in it, he said this: every human being has two images, the outer image we show the world and the inner image we hold of ourselves. And the one that shapes our life is the inner one. It's not your appearance that holds you back. It's your self-image. That's why he said you can never outperform your self-image. Meaning, if the woman in your mind sees herself as broke, stuck, unlovable, or too late, then the woman in the world will keep creating results that match it. Not because that's your fate, but because that's the internal setting that you're living from. Your life becomes the outer expression of your inner identity. And then there's the word. Proverbs 23:7 says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Not as he hopes, not as he wants to be, as he thinks in his heart. That's your subconscious mind. That's what's running the show when no one's watching. That means if you're stuck in cycles, patterns, or outcomes that don't align with what you say you want, it's not just bad luck. It's not just your environment. It's your beliefs in disguise. And then there's your brain. Your brain is helping too. You see, we all have something called the reticular activating system, or RAS for short. It's a network of neurons in your brainstem, and its job is simple but powerful. It filters the millions of pieces of information that you take in every second, and it decides what to focus on. And guess what it uses as the filter? Your beliefs, your dominant thoughts, yes, your self-image. So if you believe, I never have enough, your RAS or RAS will ignore abundance and highlight lack. If you believe people always leave, your RAS will zoom in on every sign of distance and completely overlook the people who stay. And if you believe I'm not good enough, your RAS will keep bringing you situations that reinforce that. Your brain is literally working to confirm what you already believe to be true. It's not just mindset, it's wiring. It is filtering your entire world to match your beliefs. And then there's Bob Proctor. He was one of the most respected voices in the world of personal development and prosperity consciousness. He studied success, mindset, and universal laws for over 60 years. He's the one who took the teachings from Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, Psycho-Cybernetics, and from spiritual law and made them digestible for everyday people like you and I who wanted to change their lives. And I had the privilege of learning directly from him, to sit under his teaching, to witness his wisdom. It shaped how I view belief, identity, and the role we each play in creating our own reality. It gave me a deeper understanding of why I had been stuck and the freedom to break free. And Bob said it plainly, your results are the truth. They're the physical manifestation of your paradigm. What does that mean? It means the life you're living right now, your money, your relationships, your success, your cycles, it's not a coincidence. It's the story you've agreed to, the belief system, the paradigm that's been running in the background of your mind. And until you shift that paradigm, you will keep repeating the same results, new year, same patterns, different job, same dissatisfaction, more effort, but no expansion. Because results don't change until you do. Not just on the outside, but at the root, at the level of belief. So let me tell you again, your life doesn't lie, your results don't lie, your receipts will always reflect what you truly believe you're allowed to have. But the power in that truth is that if you created it once, you can recreate it all over again, but differently. So don't run from your reality. Audit it, own it, and change it. So if your self-image is the root, let's see what shaped it. Let's talk about the patterns you inherited. Because this work, it isn't just about getting you unstuck. It's about becoming the version of you that also helps your kids, your community, and your calling that has been waiting on you. That's what this is really about. And that's why the receipts matter. So now, take a good look at what you audited. What patterns do you see? If you do see patterns, where did these patterns come from? Were they modeled for you growing up? Are they based on past failures or fears? Are they pushing you toward the life you want or keeping you where you are? If you can trace the pattern back to the belief, you can change it. Because the truth is, you can't break a cycle you're not willing to acknowledge. Now, what if you don't see any patterns? Believe it or not, that's a pattern in itself. Sometimes when we're deep in survival mode, or routine, we stop seeing the truth altogether. Look at the areas where you feel stuck. Ask yourself, what do you avoid thinking about because it feels too uncomfortable? Pay attention to where you feel resistance, because that resistance is pointing to the truth you're avoiding as well. All right, now that we've uncovered the patterns, it's time to get even more uncomfortable. Let's expose the programming, because most of these beliefs aren't even yours. Let me ask you this. Where did you learn that you had to settle? Who told you that making more money wasn't for people like you? When did you start believing that love had to come with conditions? And who convinced you that you had to earn rest? Earn joy, earn peace. Woo. Those beliefs are running your life on autopilot. And here's what most people don't realize. Your current beliefs didn't start with you. You didn't wake up one day and choose them. Most of what you believe was installed before you even had the power to choose. You inherited them somehow, from your family, from your culture, from your religion, from trauma, from generations of people just trying to survive. And if we're going to break free, we've got to understand where that wiring came from. Let's break it all the way down, scientifically, spiritually, and mentally, because truth lives at every level. The scientific truth, programming starts early. Neurologically, your belief system was built between the ages of 0 and 7. Yes, 7 years old. You were in what psychologists call a theta brainwave state, pure subconscious absorption. Everything that went in, there was no filter, and it went straight into your subconscious. You didn't even evaluate truth. You just accepted it. If you saw struggle, you learned to expect struggle. If you saw silence around money, you learned money was shameful. If you saw love withheld when you messed up, you learned love is conditional. And now, that same programming is driving your behavior, your choices, and your outcomes as an adult. It's not just what you believe, it's what you've never questioned. The spiritual truth. The Bible says in Romans 12:2, be transformed by the renewing of your mind, not the renewing of your job, not your relationship, not your bank account, your mind. That's where transformation begins, and you cannot renew what you're unwilling to confront. The mental truth, beliefs create behavior. Your beliefs dictate your identity. Your identity drives your behavior. Your behavior produces your results. So when people try to change their results by only changing their actions, but never their beliefs, it's temporary. It won't stick because the identity underneath hasn't shifted. This is why willpower fails, but identity transformation lasts. And to get there, you have to ask, whose voice is this? Is this truth or just what I've always known? And if you don't challenge the belief, you will repeat the pattern, even if it hurts, even if it no longer serves you, because your subconscious doesn't care if it makes you happy. It only cares if it's familiar. So ask yourself, what belief am I protecting just because it feels familiar? Because until you challenge the belief, you will live by it, even if you hate it. And it's not because you're broken, but because no one ever showed you there was another way. And let's be clear, challenging your beliefs doesn't mean dishonoring your past. It means choosing your future. You can honor who raised you, where you came from, what got you here, without staying stuck there. You were not born to live out someone else's survival story. You were born to live out yours. Okay, so we've questioned the stories, you've looked the truth in the face, and now it's time for the real shift. This next part might make you a little more uncomfortable, but it's the part that changes everything. It's called radical responsibility. If you've been looking for a turning point, a breakthrough moment, this is it. Let me break it down. You have to take radical responsibility for where you are right now. Not blame. Let's be clear about that. Blame keeps you stuck in shame. Responsibility gives you your power back. When you own that your thoughts, choices, habits, and beliefs have created your current results, you also own that you have the power to create new ones. This is the moment where you stop pointing fingers and start moving forward. Bob Proctor said, "You are the only problem you will ever have, and you are the only solution." And that hits because most people are busy trying to change their circumstances without ever changing their self-image. So if your results don't match your desires, it's not about what you're doing, it's about who you believe yourself to be. So when you shift the way you see yourself, your results will begin to follow that new image. So let me ask you straight up, what identity are you still clinging to that no longer serves you? Journal it. write it down. Until you upgrade that image, the one that you hold of yourself, you will continue to recreate the same results over and over again. Responsibility is your gateway to freedom. Not because it's easy, but because it's the one thing that you can control. So when you decide, and I'm talking about really decide, to take ownership of your beliefs, your mindset, your energy, your vision, your life, the universe responds. God responds. Doors open, people show up, and ideas start flowing. But it starts with you. You don't need permission to change your life. You just need the courage to own it. The life you want isn't waiting for perfection. It's waiting for honesty. It's waiting for alignment. It's waiting for you to finally say, I'm ready to take the wheel. Let's go. And listen, I don't just teach this. I've lived this myself. I've been where you may be right now. I know what it feels like to be stuck in success, to be productive and still feel empty, not knowing what that next step looks like. So let me tell you about the moment everything changed for me. You see, for me, it was right after New Year's Day, circa 2018. It was definitely before 2020. We had just made it through the holidays, family time, good food, love, laughter, all of that. And yet I was standing in this strange space between gratitude for everything I had and this deep pull in my spirit that said, I'm ready for more. I was already 5 years into what I used to call my dream job. I had accomplished the goals, made the impact, checked the boxes, and from the outside, life was great. But on the inside, I felt done. And not in a bitter way, just complete, if you will. Or perhaps it was more like ready for a stretch, like there was more in me that wasn't being tapped, if that makes sense. Like that chapter had served its purpose and my spirit was calling for something deeper. And I didn't know what was next. I couldn't name it, but I knew I was ready for whatever it was. So I walked out on my front porch in the cold, in the quiet, in the dead of winter, and I stood there. No music, no plan, just me and God. And I said it out loud from the depths of my soul. I could still remember it to the day. God, I'm ready for my destiny. Use me. And listen, I didn't say it cute. I said it with my whole heart. I said it unsure, but surrendered. I said it like a woman who was finally ready to choose herself no matter what. And something in the atmosphere shifted, y'all. Because when you make that kind of declaration, when you stop negotiating with fear and start saying yes to what's already been written for you, the universe responds. God responds. Some shifts felt like blessings, but some felt like hella pressure. But in hindsight, all of it was necessary. It was like scales falling away from my eyes. I began to see the world for what it was. I started seeing the truth behind the systems that I had trusted my entire life, the corporate ladder that I had climbed so carefully. I realized I had built my life around performance, approval, and perfection. I had become who I needed to be for acceptance, for security, and for a seat at the table. You know, likable, but silent, instead of who I was meant to be. And I realized I had been blaming the job, the process, the people, but the truth, I had been waiting, maybe even hoping to be chosen instead of choosing myself. And that moment on the porch wasn't just about desire. It was about ownership. ownership of the woman I was becoming, ownership of the gifts I had buried, and ownership of the life I said I wanted, but that I hadn't fully claimed. And let me tell you this, it's been a journey ever since. And not just a journey of doing, but a journey of becoming. You see, I had to unlearn so much. A lot of times we think that growth is about adding to you, but a lot of times it's about shedding. I had to unlearn. I had to heal. I had to let go of old mindsets. I had to release control over things that I didn't have control over. I had to detach from outcomes I probably used to obsess over. I had to change so much about my life, myself, my self-image. I've had to learn how to trust myself. I had to learn how to let God lead. I had to learn how to stop proving and just start being. And now, after years of growth, clarity, and straight up walking through the fire, I can stand here resolute in my power, in my calling, in my assignment. I now know what I'm meant to do. I now know what I'm meant to have. And I now know who I'm meant to be. But it started with one moment, one decision, one honest conversation on a cold front porch. So if you're listening to this and you're in that space where you know deep down something's got to change, but you don't know what or how, this is your sign. You don't need all the answers. You don't need a step-by-step plan. You just need one thing, a decision. What would shift if this was your porch moment? Not next month, not when you feel ready, but right now. Honest, bold, and decided. Now, before we wrap up, here are some actionable steps for this week. Number one, reflect on stuck points. Think about areas where you feel stuck or unfulfilled. These spots hold the keys to the beliefs running your life. If it feels uncomfortable, that's where the truth lives. Number two, get curious about where your beliefs come from. Consider what you believe about success, love, money, and health, and ask yourself, do I truly believe this or did I inherit it? And number three, commit to small shifts. Identify one small action you can take this week that aligns with the new belief. Big transformations come from consistent, intentional moves. And just because you believe something doesn't make it true. And just because a pattern has repeated itself doesn't mean it has to continue. And let me just say this before we close. This episode, it's a mirror for me too. It's a reminder of who I had to become to live what I'm now teaching. I didn't get here overnight. It took work. It took faith. It took letting go of what was familiar so I could step into what was true. And I'm still walking it, just like you. So walk it out. And before we go, I always want to leave you with something that can shift you immediately. Today's affirmation is, I see the patterns. I own the power to break them. My life changes when I do. Write it down, say it out loud, and most importantly, live like it's already true. If today's episode hit home for you, if you're looking at your life and realizing some receipts need to change, then it's time to stop sitting on the sidelines. Book a complimentary Soul Goals Clarity call with me because clarity is power. Let's align with your soul's vision and map out exactly what needs to shift so you can start living the life you actually want to live. Subscribe. Share this with a friend who needs to hear it too. And don't forget to leave a review. Your next level is calling. Are you ready to answer? This is Tell Your Truth. Own your truth, claim your power, and live your freedom. And next week, we move from uncovering the receipts and seeing how your beliefs are shaping your reality to calling out the biggest blocker of them all, fear. See you on the next episode.